The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it does also among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A commemorative broken pick for anybody. I must have been strumming too hard today. Got excited about the Lord, and so we lift his name on high. Let us bring ourselves to think about the grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord. So grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be guided this day and always by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. All right, what a great little book today. I encourage you to go home and read it. It is the book of Colossians, a little letter from Paul as he's writing while he's in prison. And he is telling the good people of Colossae that they're doing okay. They're doing okay. He has mostly encouraging words with a few reminders. So I figured I might as well go in that line of thinking to give you some encouraging words and to give you a few reminders. Of course, the reminders are there about holy manners. We see that in Colossians 3. Some laws of God. I know, law. Oh, we get all trudgeried out when we think about law. The law is to help change us, to make us better. Some laws of God for the people to change their behaviors, to be a bit more God-like as they're representing the King of Kings, as they're in the kingdom of the Lord. I've talked about some of these before, and we all get to feel a little bit condemned in some ways. And that's one of the things that the law does. It condemns us so that it changes us, so that we're different, that we are a little more godlike. Paul says this: don't be angry. I'm not going to ask for hands raised today. Don't have malice, slander, filthy language. Don't lie to each other. I think we do that one kind of easily sometimes. Instead, as God's chosen people, as his holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with these. Clothe yourselves with your, your baptismal grace. Clothe yourselves with compassion. We heard a little bit about that with the Good Samaritan, didn't we? Compassion. Clothe yourselves with kindness. Humility. Gentleness. Patience. Bear with one another. I like those words. Bear with one another. And forgive whatever grievances you have one against another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds these all together in perfect unity. Cover everything with love. Paul goes on, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. We say that peace of the Lord thing in the morning, don't we? And it's good. But I think we just, peace of the Lord, peace of the Lord. Yeah. We get a little bit trite about it, a little bit casual. What a beautiful thing. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, the body of Christ, the church, you are called to peace. Are we living that peace? And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you go forth, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. It's not the grumble, grumble, grumble. But we go forth singing those beautiful hymns. Lord, I lift your name on high. Or, lift high the cross. Or that one from last week, what was it? God of our fathers, whose almighty word. I think it might have been a couple weeks ago. We go forth with these hymns and amazing grace. How sweet the sound. We think of these songs and let them be reminders to us as we go forth in our lives. One thing remains. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never gives up on me. Thinking about those songs and hymns and psalms in our hearts as we give gratitude to God. Paul continues, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you going forth every day doing everything you do in the name of the Lord Jesus? Well, I know the answer, and the Lord knows the answer to that one too. And I'll raise my hand. I don't. We're sinful people, aren't we? We don't always go forth in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus. But whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. I'm going to say this about the people of North Carolina. You guys perk up on that one, don't you? I notice that as I go through drive-thrus and people will take care of you at a restaurant or wherever you might go, the bank, it seems, overall, there are always exceptions, right? But overall, there are a lot of people in this state who have a smile on their face as they're serving, even in jobs that are $10 an hour jobs, and that's fine to have a job like that. And they're thankful for those jobs, and they're smiling and happy and praising the Lord as they say thank you, hon, and have a blessed day and these kind of things. So I would say in North Carolina, there's something for the rest of the world to learn. That people can serve whatever way they do and serve in the Lord, working as if working for the Lord and not for men. Yep. It's kind of like that. And as the Covey leaders help say, choose your weather. Have you chosen your weather lately? Most of us have. Turn it down a couple of notches on the degrees, probably, right? What it's referring to is choosing the way that you live. Are you going to go forth grumpy? Mean-hearted? Having those ways that Paul says, don't be like that? Or are you going to say, oh, you know what? Let's have a happy day today. Let's go forth with the sun shining and a beautiful Carolina blue sky instead of storms and trouble brewing all around us. Choose how you do things. And I add words similar to Paul. Choose whom you serve. All right. We have these laws. The expert of the law was aware of this. That we love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our strength, with all our mind. We love our neighbors, ourselves. And our neighbors are even those who are different from us. Maybe especially those who are different from us. Are we going forth like State Farm? Being a good neighbor? Are we like the Good Samaritan who is helping out the best we can? Are we going forth with mercy and love for all? You're going down your checklist and saying, I don't know. Are we standing firm in all the will of God? Mature? Fully assured, we have great grace that Paul is sharing with the people in this little letter. He begins and ends his letter by speaking, grace be with you. All right, you had a moment earlier in the service, at the very beginning, to say, peace be with you. I want to invite you right now to stand up once again. Go ahead. For real. Like, pastor's a weirdo, I know. And just stay within a little circle. Don't go all the way back in the corner there. But greet somebody right around you. Look them square in the eye. I know that's awkward. And say, grace be with you. Grace be with you. After church, you can greet the rest of the people with grace. That was good, right? I think it was. You may not have thought so, but grace is pretty good stuff, isn't it? Mercy from God shared with one another. That's okay. Grace be with you. Paul tells of prayers lifted up for the Colossians. Paul is filled with thankfulness as he gives God thanks for the people's faith in Christ Jesus. When Paul sees the people sharing the gospel. And as they do this, they have love for all. They are good neighbors as their faith and love spring up from the hope that they have from the word of truth that they know from the gospel. That good news message that they have that has come to them, that is shared through them. Paul's giving good words. You guys are doing all right because you've got faith in Jesus. You have hope through Jesus. You have love. You have faith from Jesus. The gospel is bearing fruit. It's growing as it's been doing among the people since they heard it and understood God's grace and all its truth. And so the people are showing love as they are filled with the Spirit. Love as they are filled with the Spirit. The Colossians are doing this because they are reconciled, brought back into a good relationship by Christ's physical body through His death, so that they are presented holy in Jesus' sight. They are without blemish. They are now free from accusation, and so they continue in their faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. The people are strengthened with all power as they are presented perfect in Christ. All right, I will ask you to raise your hand on this one. Who has everything in their life perfect? One smart aleck. Thank you, Dan. Life's not quite like that, is it? But through Jesus, we are made perfect before Christ, without blemish. How many times have you gone out? And I used to do this when I worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. We had to wear a white shirt and tie. And it seemed like we would go out to places that always had spaghetti sauce. Why? There were blemishes. I have to admit, and I think my dad listens to the sermon, so hopefully he'll appreciate this. I used to kind of chuckle as stuff would drool down his chin and fall onto his belly. Well, when you get over 40, the same thing happens, at least to me. The lips don't work like they used to, and my white shirts have red spaghetti sauce. We get blemishes, don't we? But you are made perfect in Christ. Your white shirt stays white. Free of accusation, free from accusation, perfect, no blemishes, white, clean, beautiful, loved by the Lord. Paul reminds the people that since they have been raised with Christ, they are to set their hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Their lives are different now. As you are made perfect in Christ, your life is different now. And it's good. Our lives are not only earthly lives any longer, but lives that are driven by minds that are set on things above. Now the Colossians are dead to themselves. Their old way is gone. Their lives are now hidden in Christ. They are protected by the Lord, the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as they serve the one who shed his blood on the cross and brought peace, peace of the Lord, through his blood. As Jesus reconciled to himself all things through his blood. And so, here's the turn for you. People of Advent, this is your story also. Yep, it's kind of like that. This is your story. Jesus Christ has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. He has brought us into the kingdom of the Son God loves, in whom we have redemption. We're bought back from our sinful lives. We are forgiven of all of our sins. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. As I face surgery this week, I'm reflective of Paul's words of the Lord that he shares, saying things such as, may you people of Advent. May you stand firm in all the will of God. Mature. Now, not just mature in age. Mature in faith. And fully assured. Hear those words. Fully assured. Having a blessed assurance. Knowing that you walk with Christ. You are presented as perfect in Christ. The old code of the law has been canceled, nailed to the cross. Nailed to the cross. So that there is triumph. There is forgiveness of all of your sins. And you now have the hope of all glory with Christ Jesus, the anointed one of God, who has strengthened you with all power as you get to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen.
Good stuff. I have one more page, so we'll have a few more amens probably. And by one page, my wife will give me grief a little bit. That's okay. She is authorized. She said, "Oh, you're writing a lot of extra notes today, aren't you?" Yeah, I suppose. Now, when we think of being delivered or rescued, we probably think of unfortunate people thrust into terrible situations. A woman kidnapped and held against her will is someone who needs rescue, right? People forced by stronger people to be enslaved, they need deliverance, right? Victims of some terrible accident or coal mine situation or flooded roadway, they need saving by heroic measures. But from what do us regular folk need rescuing? A house payment? College debt? You know, thinking back, now four kids is starting to be a little more expensive. They're expensive when you buy little toys, but as they grow bigger, the toys grow bigger, for one. But the college debt, too, right? Some of you are well aware of this as kids go off to school. A bad marriage? We can only imagine. These situations are the worst, but they are not. Paul writes that we have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. Eve's sin and Adam's fall have placed us truly into dire straits. We were, from conception, in the domain of the devil. We are not just hell-bound and bent on evil. We were born into it, born into the hellish an evil condition of sin. And so, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
We need rescuing. We need deliverance. Who will deliver us from this body of death? Paul asks. Only one can. Only one has. Jesus Christ is that one. Thanks be to God that you have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of the Son God loves, in whom you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so I am thankful to the Lord that He has brought me here. Truly thankful, blessed, and thankful. As one who is called by the Lord to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to you, to God's saints. The glorious riches of God's mysteries have in part been made known to you as Christ is working faith in you through the Spirit of love, which gives the hope of great glory, God's glory. Knowing you are rescued by His grace is a mystery revealed. And God's grace is sufficient. Amen?
Amen.
His Grace is enough. Grace be to you. I am thankful as I pray for you because I know of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring up from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you and that is bearing fruit and is growing as you have heard and understood the undeserved grace of God in all its truth that has come for you. I am thankful. And so I pray for you. And I know that you pray for me. And I'm thankful for your future prayers as well. I am thankful for you, as I know you are thankful for me in some ways. At least giving you a little chuckle once in a while. But hopefully you're hearing the Word of God through the words that I share with you. May you have strength in the Lord as you continue to stand firm and as you grow in godly wisdom. I pray you are encouraged in heart as you are united in love, considering the kingdom of God treasures that you have been given through Christ Jesus. Continue steadfast, pressing forward in your faith as Christ, in Christ, as you are strengthened in that faith. That gives you the fullness of Christ as you triumph through the cross that brings the hope of Christ's glory. Yep. It's kind of like that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Peace, love, grace, faith, and strength be from our Lord and Savior, from the triune God. All glory be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and forever. Amen.